Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
So a lot of things juggling in the air, including now some reports from some local journalists about a potential big shakeup at the Chicago Board of Education, with maybe perhaps people resigning from the board. It wasn't what we were going to talk to Austin Berg about from the Illinois Policy Institute. But Austin, we're juggling a lot of things here today. I guess it's great to have you on the line right now, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah. Okay. And you hear Austin, by the way, on the Mincing Rascals all the time, and at the, of course, the Illinois Policy Institute. So why don't we wait to see if we're able to break the news about the board, and then maybe we can chat about that when we get there. But let's bring you on to talk about what you wanted to talk about, which is an interesting survey that you guys did of people running for the school board. In 30 seconds or a minute, Austin, can you just refresh everyone what's happening with this election for those that aren't quite caught up?
Well, yeah, and before that, John, just to share some breaking news with you, this was just published 10 minutes ago by Sarah Karp and Nader Issa at the Chicago Sun-Times, but all seven members of the Chicago Board of Education have announced that they are going to resign. So this is completely unprecedented. And you're right, over the last 2 weeks, we've heard several reports, and I've heard from sources in CPS saying we should expect some resignations. These board members are in the middle of Mayor Brandon Johnson and the Chicago Teachers Union's demands to fire the CEO and to issue a $300 million payday loan. And rather than, continue to fight against that, they are resigning en masse. So this is completely unprecedented in the history of Chicago public schools.
I just want to reset it for people, because the mayor appointed these seven to the board. The mayor had wanted them to take out a loan. You called it a payday loan, a loan with high interest rates, to be sure, to cover a pension payment that CPS is going to have to make, because the city's not going to do it, for non-teachers, but the staff, the support staff, they have to make a pension payment. And in order to do that, the mayor wanted them to take out this loan. The school board, who he appointed, said no. And it appears that these resignations are tied to that. Did I get that right?
Well, it's not just the pension payment. It's to pay for the CTU's contract demands. That right. Money is fungible. Of course, there's several things driving the deficit. The biggest cost for the district is this massive new contract with the union. So what you said is correct. The next step is that the mayor will be able to appoint new members of the school board before the elected school board takes its place in January. So the timeline will likely look something like Mayor Brandon Johnson puts in new school board members ahead of the elected school board election. Then we elect our new members. Then those members, before those members even take office, Brandon Johnson and those new members of the school board that he appointed will likely take out this loan, or try to fire Pedro Martinez before the newly elected board takes office in January. Hmm. So this should be a massive concern for anyone who cares about good government in Chicago, who cares about deliberative democracy in Chicago. This is old school machine politics. And I'm glad we were going to talk about the school board elections today anyway, because people do actually have a voice, and they can decide whether they still want to have CTU on both sides of the bargaining table, or if they want to elect some more reform-minded candidates.
Here's a dumb question. If these seven don't feel like this loan's a good decision, why resign? Why not just stay and ensure that it doesn't happen?
It's a great question, and I think if they really wanted to protect taxpayers from this loan, they would have stayed strong and not done this. But I also understand the enormous pressure they were under. These are not paid positions by any means. They're really just volunteers in the sense, but this puts all eyes on the mayor, and it's going to become very clear to everybody that, you know, this really, really irresponsible loan. And the reason I call it a payday loan is because they're using it to fund operational spending. It's not like we're putting in debt, you know, for new buildings or something that'll be used for 20 years. No, it's covering our current bills. It's like maxing out another credit card. And it's a $300 million loan to fund these demands today. It's going to cost over $700 million to taxpayers over the next 20 years. And that's money that is going to eat into classroom spending. It's going to eat into training. It's going to eat into things we actually need in the city. Instead, we're going to be paying against this crazy loan.
You don't think the mayor would appoint some of the people running for school board into the school board to give them any sort of incumbency value, do you?
He certainly could. And I mean, this is one of the problems with Chicago governance, is that the mayor is really the king. He controls so much in terms of citywide policy. We need lots of governance changes to fix that. But I would not be surprised if the mayor were to do that. And again, you're seeing this blurring of the lines between a special interest group, which is the Chicago Teachers Union. It's like any other, should be treated like any other contractor or vendor that receives money from the government, really dictating who is going to be a taxpayer's representative. And that's a huge problem, because the taxpayer interest is not to do this very big loan. The CTU's interest is to do this loan, and they have their biggest ally in the mayor's office supporting that position.
Do you hope that maybe these headline-grabbing things, even though it is on a Friday, I think people will pay attention to an entire school board resigning and the new appointments, even though we're going to elect new people in about a month, do you hope that those eyeballs bring attention to the survey results that you posted to see who is funding each of these candidates? In essence, maybe this could be something seen as a positive if more people now are suddenly paying attention to the tactics that are happening.
I do think it's a positive from that perspective. And if folks want to look up Illinois Policy Institute School Board Candidate Survey, you'll find it immediately. It's at the very top of illinoispolicy.org. You can see which school board candidates are being funded and endorsed by the Chicago Teachers Union, and critically, which candidates have pledged not to take money from the Chicago Teachers Union. We'll also, the Illinois Policy PAC will be releasing its endorsements later today for candidates in each of the 10 districts. A quick aside, in District 5, there actually is no voter choice in that district. It's just one CTU-backed candidate. Because, and we're starting to see a pattern here in what I'm talking about, the mayor pressured his opponent to drop off the ballot. So there's literally an entire district that voters will not have a choice on. They can only vote for the CTU-backed candidate. But in 9 of the 10 other districts, there are choices, and people should be researching that.
I want to just push back a little bit, Austin, just on the idea that just because someone is endorsed by the CTU doesn't necessarily mean they espouse all the beliefs that the CTU has, or that they are bought and paid for by the CTU. Are you fearful that maybe you're taking too many leaps here with just by saying a candidate CTU endorsed, that somehow that means that it's going to be a blank check for the CTU?
Totally fair criticism, John. So what I would say to that, though, is it's not as if the CTU, by virtue of its name being the CTU, every single position they hold is the wrong position. That's not the case at all. The problem is purely a problem of governance, where what we've seen over the last 18 months is that if you have a CTU-endorsed candidate, which means that the CTU is committing money to their campaign, committing door knockers to their campaign, that person cannot act independently on the most important decisions affecting the schools, because they are beholden to this extraordinarily powerful interest group. So I'm not saying that the CTU is wrong on every single issue. I'm saying it's wrong from a governance level for them to be on both sides of the bargaining table.
Okay, it's 119 on WGN. Austin, hang on the line here. I got a couple follow-up questions, but we got to hit a break here. I imagine some of you have some thoughts as well. 312-981-7200 is where you talk about this ever-changing story about the current school board and potentially the next school board. John for John, more of this after this on WGN. Austin Berg from the Illinois Policy Institute on the line. I want to bring in Bob Kessler, though. We heard that the school board resigning en masse, and we have a statement from the mayor's office,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we do. From the mayor's office, that the entire school board is stepping down. Not their words exactly. I called the city, the mayor's press office. They said they are calling it a transitioning from service.
But boy, that's a good way to put it, by the way.
Mayor Johnson just announced that they will be enacting that transition plan, including all members. Again, transitioning from service on the board later this month. None of the members leaving the current board plan to continue onto this new hybrid board, and none will be running for election.
Is there anything in the statement about what happens in this interim, Bob, of I will be appointing 7 new members for the next couple months?
It doesn't mention that. It just mentions that there's a transition plan. So it's pretty much telling us that there will be a plan. As to the details,
We'll find out at 1:30, maybe. Who knows?
Probably not by 1:30,
yeah.
But sometime.
Well, I'm not putting pressure on you, Bob. You do the reporting you need to do. Austin Berg, your worry, I think a lot of people's worry, would be that the mayor appoints seven new people to the board to essentially pass what the board that he already appointed would not do, a loan that he wanted done so that they could cover some expenses now, including a pension payment and pay for an entire new teacher's contract. And then when you have the new hybrid board in January, that they're stuck with the deal that the previous board did, the interim board, if you will. That's about it, right?
That's exactly right. And what's so ironic about all of this is that the Chicago Teachers Union and Brandon Johnson, for a decade plus, all they've been saying is how we need more democracy in our school system. And yet, at the 11th hour, before there is actual democracy in the school board, the mayor is going to use old school Chicago tactics, sweep out an entire school board, put in loyalists to himself and the union.
You think?
Will only be in office for a matter of weeks, and those people will be making decisions that affect us as taxpayers for 20 years.
Right. We don't know for sure that he is. We have no word yet. I just want to clarify that you're supposing that he will, and I don't see why he wouldn't, but just getting that out there, we don't quite know who is going to be appointed to this new board, or I guess I don't even know if we officially know there will be. I'm sure there has to be an interim board, Austin. They can't just leave these positions vacant.
Yeah, I think technically they could do that, but with the amount of the board needs to do a budget amendment. There's like charter renewals. There's many things. There's a lot of board business that needs to get done, and it is currently seven empty seats, which is pretty insane to say.
All right, your survey, I noted that 14 filled out the survey, more so didn't. And, you know, to my question of just because they're CTU endorsed doesn't mean that they're a blank check for the CTU, which you agreed to and added on to. But I suppose every person who wants to fill out the survey to explain that has the opportunity to do so.
Absolutely. They could have said why they are not going to refuse CTU money. They could say, here are the ways in which my positions differ from that of the Chicago Teachers Union. You see some candidates, and this is really where I worry about voter education. For example, District 1, there's a candidate there that's a Northwest Side district. There's a candidate, Jennifer Custer, there, who is endorsed by the CTU and is receiving money from the CTU. And in all of her political materials, she's saying, really, literally, as the first bullet point on a lot of her campaign literature, is that she will stand up to protect magnet schools and selective enrollment schools. And the problem is that her number one campaign funder fought heavily against a bill in Springfield that would have protected magnet schools and selective enrollment schools from closure. The CTU has fought to drastically change and reorient magnet schools and selective enrollment schools. So these candidates can say these sorts of things, but I think the reason that what the Illinois Policy Institute did here is important is because when push comes to shove, whose interests will ultimately be top of mind for some of these candidates? And what we've seen so far from the mayor is that the top interest will be the teachers' union.
In her defense, perhaps she stands up to the union on that specific thing, even though she did take their money. But we don't know. And she did not fill out a survey, right?
Exactly right. So she's welcome to explain that if she would like.
Right. And at the end of the day, voters get to decide. You're not telling people exactly who to vote for, even if maybe you're leaning one way or the other, Austin, or your team is, perhaps, as some people would say. But that's the information you have. Austin, we're out of time. I'm glad I had you here during this moment. Sorry we had to juggle a little bit, my friend.
No worries, man. Thanks very much.